WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc.
I want to welcome into the WNRN studios Tiger Lily. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning,
Ann.
Well, we're glad to have you here. This new album that you just put out or in the process of putting out, Lost and Found, is at least your second one, or is it your third?
That's right. It's our second.
Okay. Well, I know I have your other one here at WNRN. So you've been obviously putting this together for how long? When did you start with the process of putting this CD together?
Who can remember now?
It's been at least a year, I think. The idea kind of struck us last summer, and we had a lot of support from fans, a lot of interest in helping us do this. And last fall, we actually had a CD fundraiser where a bunch of fans and friends of the band got together and helped us raise some money to get the first phases of the studio production done. And then we started actually recording in studio in December at Bobby Reed's studio down in Batesville.
Cool. And so December till sometime this spring?
Yeah, when did we finish up?
Well,
March, I think.
Yeah, I think March sounds about right. We just got the first presses of the CDs about a week and a half ago, and we're having the big release party tomorrow to launch it. So it's really just come to a conclusion now.
Yeah, hot off the presses.
Yay. Well, it's kind of fun to have you all in here in WNRN studios this morning. I think the time that I saw you guys perform, I've seen several times, but for me, kind of a nice coming together was when Elin Jewell first came to town. She was kind of opening for you all, which was kind of a nice thing. And it was kind of nice to have her have a fine audience and vice versa for both of your music. But I've also seen you play. But how often do you get to play out? I imagine you are busy with your lives beyond the music.
Yeah, well, this is not our day job. We so we try religiously to get together once a week in an evening. If we have a gig coming up, then we'll also get together for a day of practice on a weekend. And if we can play once or twice a month, we're pretty much booked. I mean, we've got families and day jobs, and we have a brand new nurse who's not with us, but she's taking her nursing exam today. Best of luck, Carol. So it has been really hard as we've come into changes in our own lives to make this happen. But we get out whenever we can. It's good for us.
Oh, excellent. Well, how about if we start with a tune of your choice? What are you going to play for us this morning?
This is off of the new CD, and it's called Banjo in the Corner. I wrote this for my granddaddy.
He had a band.
children to move your mountains, touch the sun.
WNRN, Tiger Lily in the WNRN studios playing live for us today. They'll be playing again tomorrow at Bel Rio Restaurant in Belmont for their CD release party, which is happening there tomorrow night. Glad to have them in studio. Well, we kind of talk about that time I saw you playing at the Gravity Lounge opening for Elin Jewell. I don't remember Trey being in the band. Not that he is not welcome today, but so you must have had some changes, because I seem to remember it was an all-women's band back
then.
That's
right. He's our token male. And we found him in the Buck Saver, as a matter of fact.
You advertised?
Yeah, we were looking for, well, he didn't advertise. We were looking for a bass player, and he responded. You want to add to that, Trey, at all?
It's true. I did open up the Buck Saver and saw local Nelson County band looking for a bass player. When I called up and found out it was Tiger Lily, I thought, wow, this would be really great. And, knowing it was an all-girl band and went over there, and I think that, it took a couple of tries for us to be sure this was going to really work, that the fans were going to be open to this, that it was all going to come together. And musically, it just really came together, and personality-wise, we all just really seemed to mesh. And the fans have been great. They've really embraced me. They've welcomed me into the band, and it's been a really good experience.
Yeah.
I've loved playing with these ladies.
So all of you live in Nelson, but Trey, do you live in Nelson too?
I do live in Nelson.
So it fits on that level.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's
logistically.
Good. Yeah. Well, good. Well, how long as a group have you been playing together? Mm-hmm. I mean, under the name Tiger Lily.
Under the name, back in November of 1998 is when we had our first gig, actually. It was Gail Epps and Carol McAvoy and me.
Donna Hamilton.
And me, Donna Hamilton. Thank you, Hudson. Yeah. We were actually asked to fill in for a house band who was not going to be able to do a gig down in downtown Scottsville, Virginia. And little did the owner know that I did not have a band at the time. I had been playing some with Terry Allard, but didn't have a band of my own, and there was no way I could have pulled that off solo. And I was thinking, well, I've jammed with Gail Epps on her front porch some, and I've done a little theater with Carol McAvoy, and I thought, okay, book us. Let's do this. This will
Wednesday,
be fun.
Wednesday, before we're supposed to play Friday night.
But we did it. So yeah, just we had a similar taste in music, and we got together and we just immediately went to the three-part harmony without much effort at all, and just thought this was a beautiful thing.
Been flying by the seat of our pants ever since.
Ever since.
Well, there is certainly some joy in harmony. Certainly not something you can do solo anyway. nice to have friends to do it with. But you obviously must have, had similar musical background or musical taste to a certain degree to be able to be so compatible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Nancy Griffith was the first tune that we did together when, you know, it just hit us all at the same time that this is going to work.
Yeah, Roseville Fair. It made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And we said, this is it. We're going to do this.
We got Tiger Lily in the WNRN studio. They've got a brand new CD out called Lost and Found. It's going to be released tomorrow at Bel Rio in Charlottesville. And how about if we have another live tune from you all? What are you going to do now?
Well, this is a tune also off the new album that I wrote. And I realized coming into the studio that this may not be the most appropriate thing for an acoustic sunrise show because it's rather dark.
Well, we like, you know, if it's a murder ballad, it fits right in.
So this is Delta Dark, and probably we should have done, you know, Helen Reddy's Delta Dawn for this, but we'll do Delta Dark instead. Here it is.
Saying I've loved you since I don't know when. The sun's gone nowhere, the garden's grown high. In that blue after twilight, you'll see Lucinda while you drive. Riding from the river, baptized in old time, on a road not so narrow, with switchback, where is that wine? With switchback, where is that unwind? Well, it's dark out here and it's muddy down there. Banks are slippery and it's hard to tell if we'll make it past old glory. Can we watch the fields fly by? Will we race past this story of loving and leaving love behind? Of loving you and leaving you behind. Thank you.
WNRN Tiger Lily is performing live in the WNRN studios. We'll be back with more music and conversation in just a minute. In the studio with me this morning, Tiger Lily. They got a brand new album out called Lost and Found. They're going to be celebrating its release tomorrow at Bel Rio Restaurant in Belmont. And glad to have them in here playing some music live for us this morning. I realized, Hudson, somewhere along the line, we didn't talk about your entrance into the band here. We talked about Trey as probably the more recent one. But where did you fall into the history of this band?
Well, I'm actually the newbie. So I'm the newest addition. Came on about a year ago now. Mm-hmm. So a little crash course in all the old tunes and the new tunes and then more along the way. And it has been a whirlwind and fantastic.
I think the first show you did with us was the Nelson Summer Festival last year.
It was the Women's Music Festival.
That's right.
Got
it. Mm-hmm.
Because Trey couldn't play in the Women's Music Festival.
That's right.
Another one of those little...
They wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, a little technicality. So they needed to bring in a pinch hitter, and I've been pinch hitting ever since.
Yeah, we love it.
Actually, Hudson and I aren't really sure we're in the band. We refer to ourselves as gravy. Everybody else is the meat and potatoes.
That's right.
And we're just the extras.
Yeah.
We're still contrary, mon ami.
That's so not true.
Well, we've got meat, potatoes, and gravy of Tiger Lily here this morning. And how about one more tune for us this morning?
Sure. And I'll set this one up. This is actually one of Donna's tunes. Donna's a very prolific songwriter, so she's written the majority of the originals on our album. But when we set out, we started with 12 songs, and then kind of the 11th hour, there was a little creative convergence where there were three new tunes that Donna and Carol and myself all brought to the band and said, hey, do you think we can throw this in there? So we got giddy and we got greedy and we said, yeah, let's do it. And this is one of those tunes. And born of the the struggle and the flopping around that we had to do to get these things ready to get into studio and get them laid down, we just hammered these tunes out. Played them repetitiously over and over and over. And born of that repetition, you're eating, sleeping, living, and breathing these words. So born of that repetition was our band Muse from this song. And her name is Benitha Silverman. So see if you can pick her out.
Never enough time to stop
life aplenty. It's a state of mind.
WNRN, Tiger Lily, live in the WNRN studios, playing tomorrow night, Bel Rio in Charlottesville in Belmont. And we're going to go ahead and play a tune from the new album called Lost and Found, the song that they chose called Peace. Thanks again to everyone for coming in this morning. I enjoyed having you play live.
Thank you.
It was a blast. Thank you.